His own teaching at Tuskegee is quite unique. He lectures to his advanced students on the art of right living, not out of textbooks, but straight out of life. Then he sends them into the country to visit Negro families. Such a student will come back with a minute report of the way in which the family that he has seen lives, what their earnings are, and what they do well and what they do ill, and he will explain how they might live better. He constructs a definite plan for the betterment of that particular family out of the resources that they have. Such a student, if he is bright, will profit more by an experience like this than he could profit by all the books on sociology and economics that were ever written. I talked with a boy at Tuskegee who had made such a study as this, and I could not keep from contrasting his knowledge and enthusiasm with what I heard in a classroom at a Negro university in one of the southern cities, which is conducted on the idea that a college course will save the soul. Here, the class was reciting a lesson from an abstruse textbook on economics, reciting it by rote, with so obvious a failure to assimilate it that the waste of labor was pitiful. I asked Mr. Washington years ago what he regarded as the most important result of his work, and he replied, "I do not know which to put first, the effect of Tuskegee's work on the Negro, or the effect on the attitude of the white man to the Negro." The race divergence under the system of miseducation was fast getting wider. Under the influence of the Hampton-Tuskegee idea, the races are coming into a closer sympathy and into honorable and helpful relation. As the Negro becomes economically independent, he becomes a responsible part of the Southern life, and the whites so recognize him. And this must be so from the nature of things. There is nothing artificial about it. It is development in a perfectly natural way, and the Southern whites not only recognize it, but they are imitating it in the teaching of the neglected masses of their own race. It has thus come about that the school is taking a more direct and helpful hold on life in the South than anywhere else in the country. Education is not a thing apart from life, not a system nor a philosophy. It is direct teaching how to live and how to work. To say that Mr. Washington has won the gratitude of all thoughtful Southern white men is to say that he has worked with the highest...